Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Katie Neal. Welcome back to the Katie and Company podcast. I was so fortunate I got to sit down with Elle King ahead of the release of her debut country music album. And I just, I love Elle King. I think that she is so amazing as a woman. Like, she's had 4 number one songs on 4 different charts between pop, rock, alt, and country, which is so badass. She's got just like the most beautiful voice. And I think she brings a really fun, sassy, interesting perspective to country music. So I was really excited about this music just as a fan, but to get to sit down with her and talk about all these things and really learn about where she came from and how she grew up, like talking about jugging and gigging were not two things that I thought we were going to talk about, but we did. We talked about her roots in Ohio as well as becoming a mom and what this album means to her. And I hope that you enjoy the record, and I hope that you enjoy this conversation with Elle King.
Elle King, your very first full complete country album.
Hell
coming
yeah.
Out. Are you freaking out?
No, this is the first time where like any of the feelings that I have are like just excitement and not like I'm like spinning out with, you know, anxiety of like, what's everyone going to think, or you know, are people going to like it? Is it going to be a flop or anything? And this is the first time where I've been. This last year just had a big year of like gratitude, and it was such an incredible experience creating this album and having my hand be a part of each and every single thing. I feel just so excited to share it.
Yeah.
And feels like a long time coming, you know? Yeah. And I'm excited to share with the fans that have been so instrumental in giving me this kind of, you know, confidence and freedom and just like feeling at home that I got to create this album, and I get to share what it is, what country is to me, you know? Mm-hmm. It's cool.
That's awesome. And you mentioned like having a hand in every piece on this album. So yeah. I know it's hard to pick a favorite, but what are some of your favorites from this?
You know, we've been in rehearsals because we're starting to play and we're doing, mm-hmm. you know, some showcases and like record release party and stuff. And you get like 30 minutes and there's a lot more music on the record than 30 minutes. So it has been hard to choose. It's been really hard to pick. And I personally would call that a Cadillac problem. Yeah. You know, it's like, ooh, there's so many good songs. But which ones do we pick?
Yeah.
So it's just been fun. I don't know if I have a favorite. I have ones mm-hmm. that are the most special to me. Like, you know, there's a song called Lucky that is probably my most like vulnerable song on the record. And it's about my life and everything that's brought me here and how I just feel like I got lucky and I don't know what I deserve in this life, but I feel like God's blessed me. And my son's name is also Lucky. So there's a lot in it. And my life changed so much when I had him. So it's cool.
That's one of my favorites from the record. I think it's like, it's such a beautiful song. When I saw that title, I was like, oh, this will be about Lucky.
Yeah.
But then like, kind of like almost like this like subtle turn of a phrase, like a nod to your son, but also like all these things
in your life. I prefer to keep things only about me.
I thought it was so beautiful. I was like, this is such an incredible song. And like you said, the story of your life. And I also like ones that I was drawn to was like Ohio. Like to me, that's such a special song. Thank I feel you. Like anybody, if you've ever like literally or figuratively run away from home or like left home and like gone out into the world, that you always have this like moment where you come back and you're like this like recentering almost. And that's what I like felt from that song. Cause I, you know, it's such an interesting thing. You try so hard when you're young, you're like, I gotta get out of here. I want to get away. And then when you're like, you know, life is spinning out of control and you're an adult, you want to go home to the place that like really like just grounds you.
But what's interesting is that when I came into country music, that's what I felt. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me of my family, you know, at home. And so Ohio is like, if people are wondering why, like, why I would make country music or why it would be or how it could be in any way authentic to me. I wanted to start the record with Ohio because, like, well, start from number one and you'll figure out where I come from, where my family is. And country really helped me find that home, and it made me, like, just heal so much and, like, celebrate and love where my family comes from. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's, I'm glad that you like that. A lot of people have been talking about Ohio, you know, in this kind of scenario. And so I'm really glad because that's a really special song to me. Mm-hmm. It truly is a love letter to my family and my upbringing. And I want to celebrate where my family comes from and still lives. And mm-hmm. I don't know, I just thought it was a beautiful way to honor them and to start the record.
Definitely. And between, like, Ohio, Before You Met Me, Lucky, like, I think of this because you mentioned healing. Like, to me, a theme that I hear in those songs is, like, someone who's gone out and lived a lot of life and is now reflecting. Is that feel where you're at?
She's been around the block. No. And at some point, you got to sober on up and retrace your steps.
We all do.
Yeah. But it's weird. The album still sounds like, I mean, I don't really talk about myself in third person, but, like, it still sounds like an L. King record. It's still very much me. It's actually the most me, mm-hmm. Which is very cool to say, I think.
Yeah, it is. I love all of your sass and honesty in songs like Tulsa and Out Yonder. Like, the first time I heard Out Yonder, I was like, this is such a song from someone who, like, maybe didn't grow up in the South but came to the South and is like, what?
Yeah. Well, my family's not Southern. We're country.
There's a difference.
My papa says, wash your hands. And also, George Washington.
I got made fun of in high school because I was like, oh, my dad threw that in the washing machine. And people were like, what did you just say? And I was like, the washcloth? What?
It's, where are you from?
I'm from Central Illinois, which people,
but
like,
Midwest, yeah, though.
Exactly.
People don't understand.
Yeah.
And, you know, I also spent, like, most of my childhood in Columbus, mm-hmm. but we moved around so much that my only constant in my life was Jackson, Ohio, because mm-hmm. we would always go, I call it down home because we would drive 2 hours down. And when I moved to New York City, everybody made fun of the way I talked and it made me self-conscious. And, you know, then I spent time with my family and, like, we say, the Billy's coming out. but people don't know how country it can be in so many different parts of the Midwest.
Oh my
gosh, Indiana.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's awesome.
I never really realized how country I was or my family was until I also, like, lived in New York for 10 years. But then, like, going back and forth, I'd be like, oh my God.
It's
wait a second.
Yeah. And things that you grow up, like, in the Midwest, like, that are just so normal. Like, my family, my papa, he hunts. Everyone in my family, they go, like, frog gigging. They hunt squirrel.
My dad would go jugging. We can go, like, fishing with milk jugs, basically.
Amazing. Yeah. And you eat it.
Exactly.
You eat it.
It's totally normal.
My papa ice fishes. It's like, it's the best fish that I've ever had. It's delicious. I'm not eating no frog gigging legs.
No.
But, you know, they use every part of that. I can't believe we're talking about this.
Yeah, I know.
But it's the little things that come out. Like, when I was I was changing my son's clothes the other day, and my mom used to say this to me when I was little, and I was taking off his, like onesie, and I go, skin the bunny. And my partner was like, what did you just say? I was like, skin the bunny. He's like, skin the bunny?
Why
what
would
are you
say
about?
That?
Like, oh, my mom used to say it to me. I was like, oh my gosh. And I remember my papa, I would watch him skin squirrels when I was little. I was like, that's country.
There's nothing
that's
more so country than country. That.
I don't know. I couldn't help say it, but it's what I grew up with. And, you know, it was normal.
It's part of who you are. Talk to me about the story behind the album title, Come Get Your Wife.
You know, I think that I run my mouth a lot, and B, I have had enough years in this business. I think that I am, you either love me or you can't stand me. And I'm okay. I've come to terms with it. I'm fine with it. And I think that every person that we meet is a mirror, right? So if I'm like, I don't like that person does that, I'm not really recognizing that I know what that is that person's doing, because it's something I do in my life, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's hard to look in the mirror. And for me, as a person who is, you know, not a tall, skinny, you know, I'm beautiful by all, I am, but I look different. I sound different. I'm very outspoken and with little to no filter. And I now understand, because I try to, you know, lean into empathy, that not everybody has that freedom, and not everybody has had my life experience of having all these years to be confident and, you know, say what I want to say. Sometimes I get drunk and run my mouth, but I have felt it with men, that, you know, a lot of people, but mostly men are like, well, she's so different. She doesn't look like everybody. Like, why do people accept her?
Oh.
And so I've had people say like mean things to me. And one night I was just, you know, hammered and just ran my mouth, and somebody just shouted to my partner, like over me, like, man, come get your wife. And I was like,
excuse me?
Excuse me? I've never had anybody like really talk over me like that. Yeah. It was a weird reminder of, you know, that stuff is still, you know, present. And I like to turn things that are weird emotions into something funny, a talking point. And I want to, I never want to like take steps backward with, for women. I think that it's important that we are, like, everything that women are doing is just incredible. And I also want to shine light on the fact that I am a female and I am the boss of my touring band, crew, company, everything.
Yeah.
And I'm surrounded by men that are super supportive and that believe in me and honor working for a woman and want to lift me up. And so it's kind of like a twofer. And, you know, I can go toe to toe with the boys and like, don't talk over me just because I'm short, you know?
Wherever that jackass is, I hope that he is like, oh my God, I can't believe she named her album that. And that's so badass. I love that so much.
See.
Compared to other records that you have made, what has been maybe like the biggest difference making this record? Like you mentioned, like feeling more confident maybe.
I know myself now. And I've also, you know, all of the album making experiences have been beautiful and cool and cathartic. But it took me a long time to have the confidence in knowing. And a lot of making music and recording on my own, and also having the support of my band to like listen to my wild, crazy ideas. So going into this and having someone like Ross Copperman be the producer, and me being really open about I want to co-produce it, and just that me having walking into this with my own validation of my ideas are good, my ideas are cool, and I want to express that. And so it was a really collaborative experience for me that really just affirmed like so much that I knew or hoped. And so it was just, it was incredible. And working with super talented musicians and having things that were like sonic ideas in my head come out. And, you know, I've always worked with people that they're in control of it. And I mean, it's still incredible. You know, sometimes your producer's like, no, buddy, you got this. You got, do whatever you want. I'm in your hands. It felt good to be on in have a hand in everything. Mm-hmm. And that's why I feel like this is like the most me ever, because I wanted to be a part of all of it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's got to be such a cool feeling. And then you also had like the great honor of being nominated for another Grammy with a song from this record with Miranda. Have you guys?
Didn't see that coming.
Have you
Neither
guys?
Did she.
Right? I was so excited though, because that is such a like fun song and it deserves that nomination so much. Have you guys talked about at all like what you'll do if you win? Like any celebration the two of you might have? Or are you just like not one to?
Well, we didn't win.
Oh, you didn't? You know for sure?
Yeah, no.
You
it
didn't?
Was last year.
Oh my God. L, I am such an idiot.
Now
please
you're good.
Ignore
the brother,
me.
The brothers
ignore
took
me.
It. The brothers
oh
took it. The brothers took it, and they deserved it.
I'm so sorry that I just
no,
said
it's
that.
Fine. No, it's good. Are you kidding? I mean, the fact that like
I was looking at that right before I came in and did not piece that together.
The fact that I've ever been nominated for anything, it is like, you know, it's always a surprise and like a real honor to me, because, you know, even though I'm like a confident person, I never think that I'm, you know, that's going to ever happen to me. I just truly love making music. And I mean, that was totally, it wasn't even on my radar. I didn't even think that I could have been in the running, even though the song was, you know, successful. It was just in like baby world. But I remember like I was folding like onesies and in my baby's room, and my friend texted me like, congrats. And I was like,
what?
The baby 2 months ago, like you're late to the party. And it was just, it was crazy. And for us to, you know, we didn't, when we sang the song, we weren't like searching like, when's the last time a female duet went to number one, like, you know? And, and so it really helped me like release myself from the outcome, just have a fun experience. Yeah. And it just really changed the tone, set the tone for the next chapter and phase of my life, that whole thing. So,
And now you've got this amazing collaboration with Dirks. What's it been like getting to work with him again, and like the reaction from fans to this song?
I mean, I love Dirks with all my heart. Dirks brought me into this world, and I just love being around him, and I couldn't not have something, you know, with him on the record. Plus it's more fun to do things with your friends, you know? That's what I always loved about like a lot of my favorite like old school country stuff. It's so many incredible duets and really funny songwriting and people who were friends and just loved singing together. That's something that I love. And Dirks is just so, like, you just always feel great when you're around him, and because he's a beautiful light. And I mean, we could sing, you know, math equations together and it would sound good. And he's wonderful. So, I mean, come on, I can't put out a country record, not of something.
Exactly.
Whether he wanted to do it or not, he's too nice. You know?
You had such an amazing last year, like all these cool things that you got to do, culminating, get to do like hosting New Year's Eve in Nashville. Crazy. What are you putting out into the universe for this year? Like, what are you manifesting? Like this is something I would love to accomplish.
You know, I hope to get on another big country tour because they're the most fun. They truly are. And I don't know. I don't know what is going to come out of this year. So it's hard for me to like set goals. I think my only true goal is that people give the whole record a chance, and that I get to tour all year, and that it's happy fun, and that my costumes get wilder on stage. You know, I don't know. I don't know what to hope for, and I'm trying to just release myself from the outcome of what is going to happen when it comes out. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. My hopes are that I get to just keep playing songs. You know?
Well, it's a beautiful record. I'm so excited for you and all the great things that are coming your way. Thank you so much for the time today. I really enjoyed this.
Thank you so much. Me too.